The Scholastic Aptitude Test, the most widely used college admissions exam, is getting a facelift. Later today, the College Board, the sponsor of the test, plans to announce the addition of a new writing section and other changes. NPR's Claudio Sanchez went to one of Florida's biggest college towns, Gainesville, to see how the new SAT will be received at high schools and universities.
High school students, take note. If by the end of your junior year you cannot write persuasively with flair, proper punctuation, and syntax under deadline, you may not be ready for college, certainly not a good one. That's the College Board's message to the 1.5 million students who take the SAT every year. It's a message that Namita Bargewash, a high school junior from Gainesville, welcomes.
Whatever time limit, whatever you get to write, it really is a picture of who you are. And everyone's under the same circumstances, which makes it more of a fair opportunity, you know, to see how you are as a writer.
Namita, who attends Eastside High School here, thinks she would do very well on the SAT's new writing section. Diana Brantley, assistant principal at Eastside, hates the hype behind the SAT, but if it's done right, says Brantley, the new writing section may help students break some pretty awful habits that they've picked up throughout their schooling.
I'm trying to get them to be imaginative, and I'm looking for interesting responses. And what I get is, you know, I would like to be an eagle. I would like to be an eagle for the following three reasons. 1, 2, 3. Conclusion, I would like to be an eagle. I've told you the three reasons I want to be an eagle. You know, it's really boring.
The new 20 to 30 minute handwritten essay on the SAT will be graded on organization of thought, sentence structure, vocabulary, and grammar. Students will respond to a prompt such as, nothing requires more discipline than freedom. Discuss. Or, should a book, film, or musical recording be removed from a public library because it contains material that's inappropriate to some members of the community? The crucial question for the College Board is, will the new writing section help address the growing concern that the SAT is so disconnected from what high schools are teaching that it's of little use to college admissions? Nearly 300 colleges no longer require the SAT, and last year the University of California system, the SAT's biggest customer, proposed dropping the SAT entirely. The College Board denies that today's unveiling of the new SAT writing section is a response to all this criticism. It says it's simply providing colleges new information with which to evaluate applicants. Bill Kolb, director of admissions at the University of Florida, isn't so sure.
We don't place great weight on the SAT. It's a minor factor. We're far more interested in how a student has performed in the classroom and whether they've challenged themselves with the appropriate classes.
The University of Florida is particularly determined to play down the SAT at orientation sessions like this one in the admissions office auditorium.
Again, let's make sure everyone's in the right place.
Admissions officer Reagan Garner tells about 20 parents and students flat out, don't sweat the SAT. Besides, says Garner, the University of Florida already requires 2 writing samples.
The reason I'm not calling them essays is because we aren't English teachers. We're not looking for your introductory paragraph, your thesis statement, you know, the conclusion, 5 paragraph format, yada, 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 yada. We're not looking for that at all.
The University of Florida has little use for the new SAT writing section, but at the state's other big university, Florida State, officials say a writing sample produced in a controlled situation could be a good tool. The folks who are absolutely thrilled by the change in the SAT are the people who make money teaching students how to take the SAT.
And so what we're going to be preparing and doing here, you know, for the next few weeks is learning how to be good strategists, good Greek generals, how to array our own forces against the psychometricians, the measurers of your mind.
This is a typical class at one of the 2 Kaplan test preparation centers right down the street from the University of Florida in Gainesville. Mark Russell, who's been with Kaplan for about 20 years, says that as long as students and parents believe that high SAT scores are the ticket to a top college, people will pay to get a jump on the SAT.
We know the kinds of writing skills that the graders and the raters of those essays are going to be looking for. So we can give the students a format, a handle, something to grasp onto so that they know what they have to do to be successful in that exam and can feel a lot more confident walking in there to take it.
Along with a new writing section, the SAT is also expected to drop the infamous word analogies in favor of more reading passages and add algebra and trigonometry to its math section. Although the College Board's trustees are expected to approve these changes today in New York, the new SAT won't be ready until 2005. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Gainesville, Florida.